Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. This morning I'd like to look at Hebrews chapter 1, and I'd like to start in verse 9 and then maybe skip a few verses here. But he's speaking here, and he says, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." And then look here in verse 13. "But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" For the Daily Inspiration this morning, I'd like to think a little bit about the subject of angels. And, of course, we know from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels only because of the suffering of death, which he did, of course, for our behalf. But we find in many cases, for example, in Acts chapter 5, we find an angel opening up the prison doors. In Acts chapter 8, we find angels giving direction. In fact, through the Old Testament, we find many times angels being referred to. It's so very common that many, I'm going to say a good majority of the books of the Bible refer to either angel or angels. There is a real and a true, I do believe in angels. I believe that our salvation is only through Jesus Christ, and our prayers are only directed to the Lord, and that it's only as we abide in Him and only as we walk in obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ that that we are even a part of the family of God. And yet at the same time, it's also very clear that one of the ways that God ministers to the saints is by the angels. And well, I find it interesting that even as Jesus was tempted in the desert, it was angels that came to him and ministered to him. A picture of what happens when we're tempted, a picture of what happens when we're in need, that indeed there are such things as the servants of God known as angels, and they do somehow exist in a spiritual realm, and they do somehow bless the saints. And that is a very much of an encouragement to me. I was recently sent a letter in which there was a testimony, and the testimony was maybe a little bit peculiar in its sense, but the purpose, the point, the message of the testimony was a message of prayer. It was an encouragement to a concentrated, concerted effort, a holy effort of persevering in prayer. And I praise God for that message. That is a message we need. It's pertinent to us today. The person that wrote the testimony encouraged to pray through, and those prayers that burn through, that are a flame of fire, are the ones that are truly effective in the kingdom of God. Some of the accounts and some of the fantastic things that the claims the person makes are maybe not really the point, but it did get me thinking about this subject of angels. And I just want you to think on the subject. How many times and how many places I thought of the angels going and visiting Sodom, and the angels that tried to redirect Balaam's donkey, and so on. And just over and over and over again, we find these references to the interaction of the spirit world of God and the kingdom of heaven, and how that somehow he does in fact use angels. And so, you know, I'm not afraid to acknowledge that angels are a part of the spirit world. Sadly, beloved, I believe that maybe they're not a part of our world, and perhaps the reason for that is that we're not enough a part of God's world. And so I just want to call us back to obedience to all of the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning in the Saturday morning Bible study, we looked at the concept of death and of servants, being servants, and I believe that all of those things are necessary. They're pertinent to the Christian life, and we must walk in those things in order to be walking in the blessing of God. And in those ways, as we walk in those ways, that yes, indeed, there are ministering spirits. It says here, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So bless God that He provides for us in every way what we need, including, yes, indeed, even the ministering of angels. So praise God. Thank you for joining us here today, and I do look forward to sharing the daily inspiration this week. So may God bless you as you seek after Him.